We have a problem, lads.
So, Mr. Keith Duffy was on the show with us last week, right? Yes. We brought him on. He's doing this incredible climb out in Africa. They're climbing the second highest mountain in Africa.
That's right, yeah.
We brought him on to allow him to have access to our audience for promotional purposes.
That was nice, wasn't it?
And I thought that was a very decent thing to do. And for those of you that don't know, Keith Duffy owns a chain of tyre shops up the country called Tyreland. They're all in Dublin. He's got 9 of them now, Vic.
He has. Mm-hmm.
And last time I met him a couple of years ago, he was telling me he was opening up these chain of shops. He was calling them Tyreland. And I said, you know what would be a really amazing promotional gimmick for you? To do a version of Ireland's Call, but change the lyrics. So I went to the trouble of making it for him. Tyreland.
Together standing tall.
Played it to him on the air and he played dumb. I think it's creative genius myself. Yeah, really that's yours for $5,000, buddy, okay?
Casey, I didn't hear a thing. I'm on the other end of the phone and I heard absolutely nothing. I've no idea what you just played.
Aww. I just played. I spent like a half an hour this morning at 4:30.
Doing a verse. You'll have to WhatsApp it up to me because I didn't hear a thing. I couldn't hear anything on the phone.
Tyreland's Call. I just did you a Tyreland's Call, a parody of Ireland's Call for your tyre business, and you didn't even hear it. I'm done with
you. Well, you should have put me phone to a microphone. What's that to me?
I will, of course.
I want to hear it.
Now I understand why he was playing the whole, I couldn't hear it, so it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He goes and runs with the idea, turns it into this cinematic triumph.
Yeah.
Full production, like sweeping cinema shots and cameras all over the place. He even brings in Shea Byrne. And does his version of our song.
Come for service, come for value, come for price. Can't be beaten. We have come to answer your motor's call.
Now you finally get to hear Keith Duffy solo singing, which is a great voice.
Toys here in Toyland.
All together now.
Toyland.
So I get this video at the last night, and I'm like, everyone's looking around the table laughing at it, going, isn't that really clever? That's really good. That's what he's done. So I sent him a message and I said, look, that's brilliant, amazing, well done. I would like 4 new tyres at least. Is that's
not fair, I think.
That's fair enough.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, the reply?
Oh.
Crickets. He's gone to ground.
Oh dear, Casey.
No. So where are we taking this?
Well, we're going to have to get him back on the air, really, aren't we?
I reckon we're going full-blown legal.
All the way. Yeah. Court, Supreme Court.
Supreme Court. Oh. Yeah. I want the boys' own back catalogue.
That sounds fair enough to me.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, please, folks? 086-8104-106. How far are we pushing this Keith Duffy court case?
I think at this stage we should all get tyres off Keith Duffy.
I think the whole crew.
Absolutely. Yeah. Down a little bit. It's Friday. It's Tara. She's had a long week. Do you know?
Hanging for a month.
Tonight.
Chicken bottle bingo this morning. You need to give me a number between 30 and 39. Okay?
Oh, God. Okay.
Go on.
31.
You're going to go for 31. Okay. I have to ring a Chinese. I'm ringing the Willow and Wilton.
Okay.
Let's go.
Hello,
is that the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
Hi. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Can you do me a favor, please?
Yeah, what time can I get you?
On your menu, can you tell me what number are the chicken balls? Say 31. Come on. Come on.
Please. 31.
31.
Oh my god,
what a
chance. That's brilliant.
Amazing. Let's do a little bit of this messing. All right, so it hasn't really happened for quite some time, but remember when your phones used to do this weird echoing thing? You'd be on the phone to someone and you can hear multiple voices, and it still happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Now imagine if you rang a fella who was selling a load of stuff on Dundeal, and he's got 2 or 3 items up for sale, but you record all the things you want to say to him before you make the phone call, and then you play them out during the call, but you talk over them saying the reverse of what you've just said. Do you get it? It sounds confusing.
Right.
This
what?
Is this is the echo phone call.
Hello?
Hey,
hi there.
Evening. How are you?
How are you?
Hello.
Very good.
How
listen,
are you doing?
I saw your number in the phone book.
Phone book, and
I'm ringing you about the duffel coat
you have for sale.
The duffel coat, is it?
Well, you're selling a duffel coat, and what else?
Duffel coat. I have a fireplace. And a coffee table as well.
Now, I'm interested in the fire guard. Coat.
The fireplace.
And the coffee table?
It's a fireplace, is it?
No, which... You're looking for... Which one are you interested in? The fireplace?
The fire guard.
Yeah, duffel coat.
The duffel coat you're ringing about.
Okay. So can you tell me how much is the coffee
the duffel coat?
How much is the what?
So can you tell me how much is the coffee table
duffel coat?
Duffel coat.
Yeah.
The duffel coat I'd have to be getting €35 for.
Oh, that's really, really expensive. Cheap.
There's something, expensive or cheap, is it?
That's really expensive.
Yeah, €35 for the duffel coat. And do you want to buy the fireplace in as well?
Is it just me, or are you hearing...
Do you hear voices on the line?
What's wrong with your phone?
I can hear, there's someone else talking as well. I thought maybe you're in an echo or there's someone beside you there.
When I talk to you, I can hear loads of voices.
It's really weird.
Again, it's like there's two people talking to me, but maybe there's a line problem. Now, what are you interested in?
When you talk, I can hear loads of voices from you as well. It's weird. Really strange.
I can kind of hear something going on now, but I'm not sure. I'm putting it down to a bad line.
How much is the fire guard?
Duffel coat.
The duffel coat is €35.
Sorry, who?
I can hear two people talking at the same time. Now, either I'm losing it, or there's a complete mix-up with the phone lines. The duffel coat is €35, as explained. Now, are you interested in the fireplace and the coffee table, or just
Whoa, you got to stop doing this, please, because seriously,
see,
I think you're winding me up here now. What are you doing?
What are you playing now?
Jesus Christ.
I just rang you up to buy the duffel coat, the coffee table, and the fire guard.
Now,
would you like to sell them to me, or would you like me to go away?
Somewhere else.
Now, I'll tell you, at the moment, there's like three... looking for duffel coat, fireplace and coffee table, and I can only sell one to each leg. Now either I am completely losing the plot or someone is taking someplace.
All I can hear is you telling me 20 things.
Okay,
alright,
there's not 20 things.
Alright,
well, okay, things that you saw on the paper.
I'm gonna go now and
buy my duffel coat off somebody else.
Okay, alright,
there's plenty.
I wouldn't actually want to wear
coats.
A duffel coat from someone like you,
because I don't like you.
You're mad,
because I'm hearing three voices now in my head, and I begin to question myself. There's three f***ing things, a duffel coat, a fireplace and a coffee table.
What a hero. What a hero.
Are you there, Noel?
Casey, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I know your head nearly exploded, but I apologise. I it won't happen again, but I am interested in the duffel coat.
Who is credited with the invention of the bra?
Oh.
Now, there you are. I've stumped you now.
Credited with the invention of the bra.
There was a time when one didn't exist, lads.
The world's first over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
It was a German man called Stoppen Floppen. Do you ever do the wishing stone thing with the kids?
Wishing stone?
Ooh, no. If you're on a beach and you find a perfect little white pebble, it's called a wishing stone.
Is it?
And you give it to the kids, it's a little smooth stone, and you ask them to close their eyes and make a wish. They give it a little rub. It's quite cute. Nice thing to do. So we found a wishing stone there. Caleb gave it a rub.
So this is a wishing stone, okay? You put it in your hand and rub it.
Does it actually come true?
It does, yeah. Make a wish. Go on, rub it quickly. What's your wish?
Wish that my doggy can talk.
And he wished that his doggy could talk. That was his wish. Now the wish hasn't come true, but the dog still can talk. But this is the closest I've found. I want to introduce you to Jeff, the French bulldog. You know Lady Gaga, she has these French bulldogs. This is what this fella looks like. But he's in the back seat of the car, and every time his owner tries to run into the shop or get petrol for the car, this is what happens, Jeff. Jeff loses his mind.
You cannot keep interrupting. No. I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here, baby.
Anybody listening, have you got a French bulldog? Is that what they do? Because I want one.
That is Lady Gaga.
It is.
That sounds like me walking to work at 5 a.m.
Amazing things.
You know where this is going.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Jeff, the French Bulldog, and the police with the hit Roxanne.
Now connecting you to the North Pole. Please hold.
Hello, Jamie and Addison.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Hello, Jamie. What age are you?
6 and a half.
You're 6 and a half, and Addison. Yeah. Addison is 4 years old now. Christmas elves, say hi to Jamie and Addison.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Addison.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Addison.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Addison.
Buddy the Elf.
Has anybody seen Buddy the Elf?
I'm in the toilet.
And what are you doing in there?
What do you think I'm doing in the toilet? Crochet.
Buddy, hurry up. I've got Jamie and Addison on the phone.
I'll be with you there in 2 wipes of a lamb's tail. Sorry, there's no toilet paper.
It really wouldn't be a Santa call without a Buddy toilet gag.
Jamie and Addison, it's Buddy the Elf.
Oh, my God!
How are you, girls?
Hello. Hello.
Does anybody know a Christmas song?
When Santa got back up the chimney, he began to shout, "You boys and girls don't get any toys to eat or pull me out. My dear, I'm glad to have something like that. We know this is going to be there." And then the guy said, "Go to gym." I do.
Oh, my God. I love that song so much. That was absolutely brilliant. Who wants the LOL house?
Jamie.
Who wants the pogo stick?
Jamie.
Who wants the Tamagotchi?
Jamie.
Who wants a Barbie camper?
Me.
And who wants a Barbie doll?
Me.
And who wants a doggy?
Me.
And who wants a boyfriend?
Me.
Was that Mummy? I'll see what I can do for you, okay? Does anybody know a funny joke?
Why did the zebra cross the road?
Why did the zebra cross the road? I don't know.
Jump into a camper van.
To jump into a camper van. That's absolutely... Did you make that joke up?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did.
We have very big news for Jamie and for Addison. Are you ready? You're on the good list.
Yeah!
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I want to talk to a man called James Healy. You would have heard James quite a lot on Neil Prendeville's show. And on the 9th of February of this year, James lost his little boy, Matthew. There was subsequently an arrest. There was a court case pending. I think you know the whole story because it was such a public news story. And the whole of Cork, and I mean the whole country, mm-hmm. Was thinking of James and his family and of little Matthew about what happened. James, the dad, is on the phone from Watergrass Hill. James, how are you, my man?
Good morning, Casey. Doing okay, mate, yeah.
Doing okay. This is just... Look, I can't, from one dad to another, and all of us are parents in the room... I just want to, look, I'm saying the same thing everybody's been saying to you over the last couple of months. I don't know how you are, but I hope you're okay. I hope things are getting a little bit easier for you. I can't imagine it'll ever be okay again. But the connection that I have to you just blew me away this morning because Lee, who works in the station here, gave me the email that you sent in to say you're having a little event this weekend. You're having a fundraiser. You want to get loads of people together in Watergrass Hill. You want everybody to remember your incredible little munchkin, Matthew, who would have been 7 on Friday.
That's right, Casey, yeah.
He would have been 7
on
Friday.
Yeah, we're having that. I suppose the weekend really is very much about remembering Matthew and who he was, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, it's my little boy Caleb's birthday on Friday. He's going to be 7. And before I rang James, I had his phone and I said, listen, I'd love to help out promote the event or whatever. And you sent me back a message and you said, we met the day our boys were born in CUMH. Wow. We were in the same we were in the same ward.
Wow.
Yeah, you were the room next door, and it wasn't until you actually texted this morning that it came back to me. Yeah. You and me met inside in the breakout room.
Oh, wow.
I said the day before, we were hanging around waiting for something to happen. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's very moving.
I genuinely don't know what to say.
So you guys have always had a connection, really, haven't you?
Vic, this is the thing. Rory, remember the day that story broke?
Mm-hmm.
I caught a picture of Matthew and James out of the photo, out of the paper, and I kept it in my locker.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Just, I seen pictures of the two of them, and I was like, that's me and my little boy. And and then this morning you tell me that, and I don't know. Jesus, man, I'm so sorry.
I sure appreciate that. It is an incredibly surreal situation that no one's prepared for,
Nobody can ever be prepared for. I don't know how you get out of bed in the morning, but I've heard from loads of people what an incredible man you are. And, you know, you're just trucking on with it. And we want to remember this incredible little boy Matthew this weekend. Just tell everybody what you're doing and where everybody can go to be part of this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. So this weekend in Watergrass Hill Village, McCarthy's Commercials here and the Volvo Garage, who's directly across the road from me here, have kindly given us their premises for Sunday.
Okay.
And we're running a motorcycling and vintage car run from there, plus we're going to have food trucks and music and things, all stuff really to try and represent Matthew and the stuff he enjoyed, you know.
What did he love? What was his favourite things?
Well, anything on wheels. Always a winner.
Yeah.
Anything on wheels, he nearly raced the wheelie bin for you, but
wow.
He was mad for cycling and things like that, and he loved going to kind of shows like that, you know, kind of bike shows and car shows and looking at unusual things, you know, and of course music was a fierce love of his, you know.
Yeah.
He loved music and from all different genres. I mentioned a number of them at the funeral in terms of the likes of AC/DC and Ram Jam and things like that.
Wow.
But, you know,
great taste.
He had very varied taste as well, because he loved Elton John and he loved the song Rocket Man.
Elton John's very good.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song?
Rocket Man.
Yeah. Give him a thumbs up. Say good man, Elton.
Good man, Elton. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here at home. That was one of his favorites, yeah. But, that's happening this Sunday, with all proceeds going to Make-A-Wish, a charity that we chose just because we felt it represented Matthew. He was a great little lad for an adventure, and we felt that's what Make-A-Wish gives to young ladies that maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to have the adventure, you know. So that's kind of why we've teamed up with Make-A-Wish, and they've been fabulous. I think it's gonna be all-